McClure Tables is a supporter of the Truth and the Veritas Radio Network. We are a family-run business that makes shuffleboard tables out of locally harvested hardwoods. We make models from 9 to 22 foot in length and every imaginable cabinet designed from contemporary to traditional designs. Shuffleboard is a game for all ages and skill levels. If you're looking for something for your family room or game room that takes up less space than a pool table or ping pong table, let us make a shuffleboard table for you.
Our friends at McClure Tables would be happy to handcraft a shuffleboard table for your home or office or game room today. They have businesses that use tables in employee break rooms, and they can even put your company logo on the playboard. I hope you will contact our friends at McClure Tables. You can call them at 800-565-0977 or visit McClureTables.com. McClure Tables, a family-run business that supports the Veritas Radio Network and would appreciate your support. Let them customize a shuffleboard table for you today. Visit McClureTables.com and tell them you heard about them on the Crusade Channel.
The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe,
and your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on. On the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Some of us have figured out that almost all American government must be avoided like the bird flu.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
That's why she exercised her option to escape. Learn to exercise your options and listen to the Suzanne option exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel. Courage sold separately.
Buddy, what is time for your vaccination against the big government bird flu? Yep, that's right. This is episode 10. We're in double digits now of the Suzanne option. I am your host, Suzanne Sherman, and this is the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. The number here in the studio, the phone lines, by the way, are open. They are live. We are live today at 844-5-CRUSADE. 844-527-8723. Also, you can reach me on Twitter, Cowgirl Esquire. You can send me messages on Facebook, Suzanne Sherman. You'll see me with a picture of Monticello. Hi, Mark. Mark Cresslins, my big source of inspiration, just chimed in and said he's listening. And you can also send me an email, suzanne@littell.com, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E at littel.com. And today we're going to be getting into really the meat and taters part of what this show is all about. Going to be getting into homesteading and prepping, okay? And that's something that we really wanted to address when we get into the, when we get into this show. First of all, I also want to remind you that if you do like what you're hearing on my show or any of the others, and you want the easiest and most convenient way to listen to the Veritas Radio Network, then download our apps in the Windows Phone App Store, the iTunes Store for iPhone and iPad, and the Google Play Store for Android devices. The app is just $1.99 and gives you fingertip access to the Crusade Channel live stream, Crusade Channel host bios, Showtime, Twitter, and Facebook feeds, Crusade Channel cafes, and much, much more. So download our apps today, and please consider rating them as well. Our smartphone app delivers the Crusade Channel anywhere mobile devices are. The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio the way it should be. Also, this month, we are having a fundraising drive. This network, as you know, is supported by our listening audience. You will not get a variety of shows that promote the truth like you have here. You have preppers, homesteaders like me. You have constitutional experts like Dr. Gutzman. We have Michael T. George, Ways to Preserve Your Wealth with David Simpson. Of course, Mike Church and Mark Kresslins, who talks about secession and has a wonderful project going on, and I really want to get you following him as well. So let's first, before I get into that, I have a lot of listener requests or questions with regards to diatomaceous earth. For those that are missed that show, a few weeks ago, I had Dr. Donna, who is a nutrition and expert, a nutrition expert, and we were talking about silica, which is diatomaceous earth, and you can take it internally for better nutrition. It can also be used in your garden. And a couple of the questions, if you want to download that that episode, by the way, do consider getting a Founders Pass. Just go to Veritas Radio Network and hit join at the top of the page. It's 23 cents a day. You can go also by the month or by the year. Getting back to diatomaceous earth, one of the questions we had was, can silicate be a substitute for silica? We see silicate in multivitamins. And the response from Dr. Donna, which is also what I was going to answer myself, was the silica in diatomaceous earth is sometimes called a silicate. So if the company used it in the supplement, it is the same thing. So to answer your question, yes, but the second part of that answer is going to be there's a problem. You're never going to get enough of it to make a difference. So you if you only get it by supplements, you're going to need to take it on your own like we do. I've provided some links on how to get it. You can get it on Amazon. And when Dr. Donna's website and her book are released, we'll have her on again to get more into how you use it. Another question was, somebody actually sent me a concern, and yes, we did acknowledge that this is, in fact, an eye and lung irritant. So if you are using it, just be cautious and don't kick up a bunch of dust and powder and breathe it in or get it into your eyes. I had another friend, too, that several people actually use it in chicken coops to keep dust mites down. I do not, or the bird mites down. I don't use it for that reason because it is a lung and eye irritant. So while it can be effective, I don't use it in the chicken coop. But again, that's one option. The show's about options. Pick the one that works for you. The final question for this week on diatomaceous earth is for somebody that's taking other medications, is there going to be any sort of interaction? Now, DE does its work because it is a physical interaction with your body. It's not a chemical interaction like you get with drugs. DE will, however, lower blood pressure. Thank you, Brian Lee, for the reminder on that. So if you are taking medications to lower your blood pressure, be cognizant of that. That's why I always try to take the option for natural remedies first. And remember, when I talk about this on the show, I am not trying to get anybody to avoid medical advice. I advise you to speak with your physicians first and foremost. But part of what I plan for is the event that possibly medical care might not be easily available, or in the unlikely event that it's unavailable at all. You have, again, options and ways to keep yourself healthy and take care of yourself. Should those options not be available to you. So I think that covers it for DE so far this week. Last week, I had James Rutledge Risch on my show with me, and I want to thank him for taking the time. He had posted and he had written a wonderfully written article called A Paleo Conservative's Letter to Donald Trump. It can be found at the Change Is Not Reform webpage. And I brought that, I wanted to discuss that, even though I typically don't focus on political issues. But what made so much sense to me was this article was a way to bring a lot of new listeners into this show and to let them understand that if the possibility of secession seems a little bit much for you at this time, do understand that I went through a process as well. The first time I heard Mike Church, I thought he was crazy. I kept an open mind. I listened to him and I really realized that what I thought was normal and what I had been hearing from the news really wasn't true. And after some soul searching, I changed my way of thinking and in fact, my life. But, you know, you might not be comfortable talking about secession, but certainly we have some topics that are very, very relevant today, particularly in this election cycle. Most notably that we talked about last week, open borders, imperial democracy, free trade, the Federal Reserve. Once you become comfortable talking about these issues, you're really going to realize that there is not much good that's going to be coming out of any election cycle that we have in Washington, D.C., in this or any cycle. And once you grasp that, you will understand why it's so important to tune into shows like Mark Kresslin's morning show, particularly with regards to what's going on across the pond, for those that aren't aware of it, because I'll tell you what, it is not being covered in the mainstream media, and that is the Brexit option, and that is the referendum going on to for where the popular voters are going to decide whether or not they want to stay in the European Union. I think it was crazy for them to ever get in there in the first place, but I brought this up with Mark today. I was visiting with him, and I said, listen, I'm concerned. I'm not seeing this covered anywhere. And he indicated, yes, they're very worried about contagion. They can never, they're not going to cover this. And you're not going to hear this covered in the way it should be from the proper perspective. Because what's going to happen? What kind of a message will be sent? And if you did miss Mike talking about this morning, I highly suggest you download that episode because it was absolutely brilliant coverage and analysis in this regard. But you're not going to hear the truth on this because really what's at stake here, and that is sovereignty, that is going back to a more basic form of government and the parallels between what's going on over there in England vis-a-vis the European Union and their option to leave, which I sincerely hope they exercise, and the situation that we have here in America. And what you see is an absolute disconnect from the voting constituency, the citizens of America, and our elected representatives in Washington, D.C. Rather than being governed by elected representatives, we're really subject to arbitrary regulations by unelected bureaucrats in these ABC agencies. We don't know who they are, yet they're determining policies that affect our lives. An example that I gave when I spoke with Mike earlier, here I am, I've exercised an option to move out into a very remote area. I have a creek behind my home, and there are some irrigation ditches that run through this canyon. Well, this last week, we had members, representatives, employees of the EPA coming out to determine what and how we're going to manage this very remote area that they have absolutely no business monitoring or dictating how we live here. However, a few years ago, the EPA has decided that they will have jurisdiction over all land that has water on it. So essentially pretty much everything. So going back to my discussion with Mark today, I was saying, you know, he's afraid of the contagion effect that this is going to spread and Americans maybe will be inspired and want to have more freedom and to have an exit from this unrepresentative, unaccountable government that we have today. And they don't want freedom breaking out. And I just have to go back a little bit to when I was in college studying political science that, you know, when we studied the Vietnam War, That was justified by the domino effect. We were afraid of communism and lack of freedom spreading once upon a time, and we have really done a 180, and now we're afraid that freedom's going to spread. So it's a very concerning development, and I sincerely hope that the people of England do the right thing and return to sovereignty. If you have not seen the movie Brexit, I highly suggest you do so. So I was watching it with my son yesterday as well, and it's very, very enlightening. So remember what's at stake here. If we don't turn around, if you looked into our history, what the founding fathers wanted, how the Constitution was ratified, what was promised, we have completely disregarded that. This national as opposed to federal government has thrown off the chains that the Constitution imposed upon itself, and now they have put it on us, and we need to change that. Hence my subject today about homesteading, about being prepared, and this is going to be in response to a listener question who said, how can I most quickly and easily free myself from the reliance on big government? And that was a really loaded question because there's no way to do it both. You can't do it quickly and you can't do it easily, but that doesn't mean that you cannot start. Just for those of you that are new and haven't heard about how I came about to do this myself, I'll give you a quick review. My experience, I came from California. I used to practice law there. I grew up for the first part of my life in San Francisco. Went to UCLA, so I spent a significant part of my early life in very large cities, and I was very accustomed to all the conveniences they had. You had restaurants, you had police support if you needed it, you had food accessible all the time, you just didn't have to rely on much of anything. But, you know, once the Rodney King riots came about, you realize that the security, there really isn't safety in numbers. I had moved back to Northern California, and we had a piece of property that was about 2.5 acres in a nice agricultural, unincorporated part of Santa Clara County. It took a couple years for me to realize that if something had happened out here, I wouldn't really be prepared. And I did have the land to start growing gardens. So when I realized that, you know, especially after 9/11, that things weren't really what they were seeing, what they seemed. Also, after listening to Mike, I decided that I was going to get more involved in really learning what was going on politically, and I didn't like what I was learning. So once I overcame my cognitive dissonance, I decided to start gardening and try to be a little bit more self-reliant. And the interesting thing is, I did not purchase this home and this piece of property with an intention of ever being a homesteader. But as my time there went on and my knowledge increased, I decided that, once again, I started with gardening. And that's my point here. You can start small. You don't have to absolutely change your life. You can start by growing some tomatoes. You can start by increasing what you're going to include in your garden. Once you start having these crops, you can learn to start saving your crops and preserving your foods there and the fruits of your labor. So let's kind of get into homesteading itself. And a homestead itself is any dwelling with land and buildings upon which a family can make its home. So that pretty much includes anybody. So what about the act of homesteading? The act of homesteading is really where you take advantage of the property that you have and do what I had just mentioned to you. Homesteading doesn't have to be something like Little House on the Prairie, where you live in the middle of nowhere and you are all on your own with the animals and everything else. You can do this in any number of ways. There are many options. So I also like to think of homesteading as a frame of mind where you want to get yourself out from debt and being caught in this in consumerism And just trying to break away from what really occupies people so much. There are a lot of benefits to it as well. So think about really, typically today, people really, they realize the fruit of their labor when they receive a paycheck. It's really nothing more than a simple piece of paper. Well, from that piece of paper there, or your paycheck, your little paycheck stub, you can acquire the products of other people's labor, namely food, clothing, supplies, entertainment, you know, et cetera, anything you need. I found that there were two problems with this. What if eventually these items are no longer easily available or even available at all? Now, I'm not crying Chicken Little here. We have examples from which to learn, most notably right now, Venezuela. Venezuela is the victim of a corrupt government that is centrally planning the economy, and we are seeing Venezuela, and we're seeing what has happened there. So you might want to be prepared for that, or you can also simply just seek more fulfillment on a personal level. And that is something we're going to address also after the break. And we're going to take a break in just a moment. I just want to remind you that in addition to our funding efforts this June, we are also seeking advertisers. Cool Cal Coolidge once said that the business of America is business. Here at the Veritas Radio Network, the business of the Crusade Channel is your business. That's why a custom-designed radio advertising campaign with the Crusade Channel makes so much sense. We combine radio and download ads with banner ad placement on the Veritas site and offer product placement on our shows as well. So don't just say you love the Crusade Channel. Join us today and become an advertiser like Bulldog Kia, McClure Tables, Buck Steel, and the Financial Fitness Company. We will custom tailor an ad campaign for you and work with your budget no matter how large or small. So to start advertising with the Veritas Radio Network, call 866-483-3833 or go to the VeritasRadioNetwork.com page and download our advertising info kit today. The Veritas Radio Network, radio advertising the way it should be. Also, if you missed this, the beginning of this show, or want to download any of our other shows, please consider getting a Founders Pass membership. Remember that this network is supported by listener subscriptions. You're not going to find these options anywhere else. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com at the top of any page. Click join. It can be 23 cents a day. You can join by the month or annually. We really appreciate your support. And presently, there's an offer. You can get The Life of George Washington available in hardback. So we will return after this break. You're listening to The Suzanne Option on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.